Thank you, Ms. Carter. Do councillors have any questions? Would somebody like to move a resolution to the Councillor Bissett, we have a second one. As per the Councillor Bissett?
As per the officer recommendation.
Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor Bowles. Councillor Bissett, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thanks.
Councillor Bowles?
No, ma'am.
Anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Bissett, would you like to close?
Close.
Question is that the motion be agreed to, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Council policy review, Ms. Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council is committed to ensuring that all council policies are up to date and are reviewed in a timely manner. As part of the commitment, officers have reviewed 7 policies so far in this calendar year and have reviewed 7 policies and are recommending 3 for adoption and 4 for rescission. The first of the 3 for adoption is the asset disposal policy as contained in attachment 11.4A. The asset disposal policy has been reviewed with a focus on ensuring clearer interpretation and understanding. The major policy changes are the inclusion of fleet vehicles, clearer procedure for the sale of plant and equipment, dumping of assets now includes options for recycling rather than just landfill, and inclusion of options to donate surplus or redundant assets to a community group or not-for-profit organisation with the approval of the CEO. The second of the policies for adoption being recommended for adoption is the Special Charge Scheme for Infrastructure Works policy as contained in attachment 11.4B. The Special Charge Scheme for Infrastructure Works policy has been reviewed with a focus on ensuring easier interpretation. Section 163 of the Local Government Act 1989 outlines the required process and therefore the procedure has not changed. However, consultation parameters have been included dependent on the size and complexity of the works. The third of the policies proposed for adoption is the Arts and Culture policy as attached in 11.4C. The Arts and Culture policy was reviewed, including input from Regional Arts Victoria. The policy has remained largely unchanged as Council's position of support for arts and cultural pursuits has remained constant. However, sections have been updated to reflect the new organisational structure and services and the current council plan. There's 4 policies being recommended for rescission. The first is the recreation and leisure policy. The recently adopted recreation and open space strategy clearly articulates council's commitment and direction for the next 10 years, and therefore this recreation and leisure policy is no longer required. The second is the youth services policy. The youth services policy is no longer required as council's commitment to young people is reflected in the council plan and the municipal public health and wellbeing plan. The third is the electronic gaming machines policy. The electronic gaming machines policy is no longer required as council's position and planning guidelines regarding electronic gaming machines across Murrindindi Shire are now included in the Murrindindi planning scheme. And lastly, the preparation of Section 173 agreements policy. As a council now requests all applicants to use a council endorsed solicitor in the preparation of Section 173 agreements, this policy is no longer relevant. Therefore, the officer recommendation this evening is that council adopt the asset disposal policy, adopt the special charge scheme for infrastructure works policy, adopt the arts and culture policy, rescind the recreation and leisure policy, rescind the youth services policy, rescind the electronic gaming machines policy, and rescind the preparation of 173 agreements policy.
Thank you, Ms. Carter. Do councillors have any questions? Would somebody like to
move a motion? I was going to say as read, but as per the officer's recommendation.
Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor Ray. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to that motion?
No, I'm just very pleased we're doing it and keeping everything nice and managed. Thank you.
Councillor Rudd?
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak to that motion? Councillor Lording, would you like to close?
Yes, I'd like to close, thank you.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Carter. Moving on, item 12, notices of motions.
Number
received, Mr. Mayor.
Matters deferred from previous meeting?
No.
Urgent business? No. Councillor reports. Councillor McCoy.
Thank you. As 2019 draws to a close, I would just like to thank all of the councillors and staff for being such a wonderful team. I would like to take the time to acknowledge our wonderful Section 86 committee members for all of their valuable time that they dedicate to their respective committees. And finally, at this time, I would also like to take the time to acknowledge all of the wonderful volunteers in our community. You make Murrindindi such a wonderful place to live. To all community members and visitors, have a safe Christmas with friends and loved ones, and I look forward to seeing you all in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Councillor Ash.
Well, hello. Just a quick one tonight. So the Eildon Reserve Precinct consultation has been happening over the past fortnight. Council officers have been out and about speaking to the community, including a great session with the Eildon Primary School students, getting their input to what they'd like to see in their parks. And there's also been a couple of sessions at the school as well as at the shopping precinct in Eildon this weekend. I'd like to thank the community for their input to the precinct discussions. And if you'd still like to have some input, please go onto Council's website and have a look under Eildon Reserves. Doing Business Better workshops have been delivered over the past 2 months. I came away with much inspiration myself from two sessions I attended, one being the agribusiness through diversification at the Molesworth Food and Wine Co. With agri-tourism guru Jade Miles, and the week prior at Cafe 501 in Eildon with the amazing Natalie Pizzini talking about collaboration. I too would like to wish everyone a safe and merry holiday season, and that all local businesses have a successful summer. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ash. Councillor Lordy.
I've got a very brief one. I'd just like to thank Council for sending me on the AICD course. I found it really eye-opening, and I've actually been able to use some of the lessons learned in that course with my work with the Goulburn Valley Waste Board. So it was really a good course that I recommend it to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lawley. Councillor Bisson.
No report other than just to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and stay safe.
Thank you. Councillor Bowles.
No report this month. All the other councils actually stolen everyone else's thunder, so I just want to go say Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy New Year. And please be safe on the road.
Councillor Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For positive ageing inclusion, this month marks the end of an era of age and disability services delivery for council. Over that time, we have earned a well-deserved reputation for high-quality, professional and caring services. Our staff are remarkable, and we had a wonderful opportunity to say thank you formally last Wednesday and to recognise their service with us and to the community. It is very pleasing that so many of them will be continuing in delivering services with new providers, and we wish everyone well in their future endeavours. And as council, we are now looking forward to next year and the development of a different and equally important relationship with our community. The appointment of an Access and Inclusion Officer will provide a key role in this and enable our communication with and advocacy for our community to grow and develop in response to community needs. And for land use planning, this has been a challenging year for the planning units on many fronts, and they have risen to the challenges professionally and successfully. And thanks go to them for all their work, of which so much happens behind the scenes and goes to enabling such good outcomes. So thank you to them very much. And with Christmas almost upon us, we've all been participating in many activities, and I've had the pleasure of representing Council at a wide range of them. Just want to note two in particular. One was the launch of the Rails to Rubicon book at the Alexandra Timber Tramway. The author, Peter Evans, is a life member of the Light Railway Research Association, a renowned writer and researcher, and a long-term volunteer and life member of the Alexandra Timber Tramway. We are very fortunate to have him as part of our community, and a copy of the book is now in our library. And the other thing of note is the official opening of the Yay Wetlands kiosk at the Wye Water Centre. This initiative is particularly special as the committee has given the opportunity of setting up and developing this business to a young member of our community, Nick Charles, who is just starting out on his working life, and we wish him every success. And I too would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. As we close off what has been an extremely busy and challenging 2019 calendar year and head into the holiday season, I'd like to take this opportunity to offer my thanks to all. To my fellow councillors, 2019 has been a very challenging year in many ways. From the 10th anniversary of Black Saturday, a very difficult decision around the Shire's provision of aged and disability services, many contentious planning applications, policy reviews and strategy development, major events, community and business grants, budget consideration, major projects and more. The list seems endless. And I'm sure that we are not alone in this respect. I'm sure that all local government areas have their own list of challenges and difficult issues to deal with. What sets us apart, however, is the way we've gone about it, as a cohesive team, and not just a team of councillors unburdened by factional infighting and party politics, but as a team of councillors in partnership with the whole council organisation. A partnership that works for the whole community, and a partnership that proves that cooperation and collaboration is the best policy. That partnership wouldn't be possible without the support of the whole council organisation. A partnership that at times can be very challenging. So to Craig, directors, managers and staff of the Murrindidgee Shire Council, I say thanks. Thank you for rising to those challenges and thank you for making it work. To the community groups and volunteers of Murrindidgee who give so freely of their time and talents and contribute so much in so many ways. To our emergency services, the CFA, CERT, SES, ambulance and police, all working together to keep us safe. To the sporting and leisure clubs and their volunteer administrators, and to the businesses that support and sponsor them. And to the communities in general, you're all the reason we do what we do and at the forefront of all the decisions we make. I acknowledge that many of those decisions may not be popular with everyone, and I understand that the reasons behind some of those decisions may not always be abundantly clear. But what I can say is that they are all made with our community's best interests at heart, so thank you to our communities for giving us purpose. Finally, in closing, Christmas in Murrindidgee is a festive time of year, but it can also be a very dangerous one. So please, 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 everybody, take care over the holiday period, drive safely on our roads, be vigilant around the water, stay cool in the heat, and double-check your fire plans. Wishing everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. Thank you. Thank you.
Michael?
CEO report.
So this month I met with the Regional Director of Regional Development Victoria and a staff member from Minister Syme's office to continue to advocate for the funding and support of various infrastructure projects across the Shire. Discussions continue to be positive and I hope to provide an update on some of the outcomes in the new year. I also had the pleasure this month with Mayor Dunscombe of meeting with Tanya Maxwell MP. This was an opportunity for us to update her on a broad range of issues and provide feedback to her on bills currently before State Parliament impacting Murrindidgee Shire. This included the Local Government Act, which is currently in Parliament. Council officers have been working closely with partner agencies to prepare for this fire season. This week sees an extended period of extreme heat, and I'd like to take the opportunity to remind our community of the need to be prepared and look out for friends and neighbours. We've already seen severe and devastating conditions in New South Wales and Queensland, which must serve as a reminder for all of us. Council has reached out to rural councils in those states through Emergency Management Victoria, offering our sympathy and support if needed. I'd also like to take the opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and to all those volunteers, emergency services staff and others working for us over Christmas and the New Year period, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd.
Thank you.
Item 17, Assemblies of Councillors. Somebody like to move that report be noted and received? Councillor Ray, second?
That's for the recommendation.
Do you have a second now? Councillor McCauley? I'll put the question. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Sealing Register. Somebody like to move that be received and noted. Councillor Ray?
Yes, that's per the recommendation.
Councillor Bowles? Anybody like to speak to that? Question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Motion carried unanimously. Council will now move into confidential part of this meeting. The Local Government Act 1989, Section 89.2, allows Council to resolve to close a meeting to the public to consider confidential information. The range of matters which be considered as confidential items is listed in the published agenda. Where possible, Council will resolve to make public any decisions it makes in a closed meeting where the resolution does not disclose confidential information. There may, however, be occasions where Council cannot make its decision public. I thank you for attending tonight's Council meeting and now ask you to leave the Council chamber. Thank you.